Deb Beatty, our trustee, is our guest. And it was interesting, the lady called in and said, anything on the freezing of taxes and senior tax freeze, things of that. That's what we're talking about now. First of all, good morning.
Good morning, Bart.
Good to have you with us today.
Thank you. Great to be here. Thank you for always working with us and for WGNS being such a great source of information
for our community. I understand there's going to be some changes in the senior tax freeze and the property tax relief.
The biggest change there is that our county commission, and this also affects the city of Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne, for those residents, the income limit was in the high 40s, $47,000. But this year, we're using 2023 income, but for the 2024 taxes, that income limit for seniors 65 or older has gone to $60,000. So that's a pretty big increase. So there will be individuals who did not qualify because of income in the past that will be able to qualify this year for the senior tax freeze. And Bart, that's the program that freezes your taxes on your primary residence. So this is not on any property that you own, just every property, but where you live. This freezes your taxes so that as long as you continue to qualify, and all of our programs require an annual requalification. So even if you're on the program, you have to come back every year. And if you've been on, typically we'll schedule you an appointment. But this freezes your taxes so they will not increase. And again, that income limit has moved up to $60,000. Now, that's all income. That would be your Social Security, wages if you're working, things that you draw off of your retirement accounts, Veterans Administration benefits, all sources of income for 2023 is $60,000. And we're taking applications now in the trustee's office for the county and for the cities. But we do that by appointment, Bart. So we would love for people to call in, make an appointment. The staff at the trustee's office would be glad to explain all that you need to bring. And our number is 615-898-7705, and we'd love to get you on in and get you signed up for that tax freeze if you believe you qualify. And I'll be glad to give you the requirements. That's kind of the overview really quickly, but it is for homeowners 65 or older. And if there are a husband and wife, they don't both have to be 65. As long as one of the owners of the property is 65 years old, you meet that requirement. Again, an income limit of $60,000 a year. And those are the requirements for that program.
Now, what about people who are disabled or who are veterans? Do they get any exemptions?
That is a separate program. That will be the tax relief. The freeze just freezes your income. As long as you continue to qualify and you don't make an improvement to your property, if you add a room onto your house, your taxes will go up. But if you don't make those improvements, your taxes wouldn't increase. The second program that we have is the property tax relief program. And the income limit for that for seniors, that would be 65 or older, are disabled homeowners. And that would be a disability through Social Security. Not an age requirement on that one, but a disability rating, a total disability through Social Security. And the income limit for that program for 2023 income, $36,370. So that's up from last year, $36,370. And that program actually pays part of the applicant's taxes. And they would get money from the state, and the county matches that 2-for-1 up to a total match of $306. So for a lot of our applicants, they're going to get a little over $400 off each year on their taxes. Also, we have a program, the tax relief program, for disabled veterans. If you're a veteran and you have a total and permanent service-connected disability for the Veterans Administration, you may qualify for the tax relief. There's no age or income requirement for veterans. And also, if you are the spouse, the surviving spouse, the widow or widower of a disabled veteran, you may also qualify under that program. And it pays more, actually, than it does for seniors, and the county would match up to $306 on that program. So we do the applications for those. We won't start taking applications for those programs until October for the tax relief, but we're doing tax freeze applications today. One thing I want to make really clear on both of these programs, Bart, you never have to pay that back. This is not a deferral. This is money that you get back, or it freezes your taxes, because we often get the question, well, I don't want my children to have to pay this back when I'm gone, or I don't want to have to pay this when I sell the property. Neither of these programs do you have to pay back. That it is just a reduction or a freezing of your taxes, and there's no strings attached to that. So you're not binding that burden on someone else. It's just a benefit that the state and the county and the cities provide to our residents.
And so this is for people who, well, for example, you may have inherited some property and you've moved into it because for economic reasons, but you just don't have the money because of the fact that you have some type of a disability. And it's recognized by the Veterans Administration or Social Security. This can make that property affordable for you to live in from now on out.
That is exactly right. And the freeze for seniors is the same thing. As our community grows and those values increase and taxes increase, you can sign up for this program. And 20 years from now, if you continue to live there and continue to qualify, your taxes will be the same. So it won't price seniors out of their homes, and which is a great program. And we're glad to be a part of that.
Very definitely. Now, what do people need to do? I mean, they just can't sit around and say, well, I qualify, so I just won't pay it.
That's great, because a lot of folks will say, well, I'm 65, I don't have to pay. And none of this it's not the tax-free program, it's the tax-free. So there is some tax liability that we still have to pay, but you do have to sign up. And the best thing is to call the trustee's office at 615-898-7705. We will talk to you about the program, and we will set up an appointment for you to come in, because we will have to verify your age or your disability. We do verify your income each year, and you have to provide proof of residency, and we can tell you the information that you need to bring for us today. But we'll fill out all the paperwork, so it's not like you've got to figure out and fill out a lot of forms. If you'll just come to our offices, we'll fill out that information for you, and we're glad to help you and are glad to talk to you about it. If you want to read more about this, you can always visit the trustee website at rctrustee.com. That's rctrustee.com.
Now, is there a time of the month or week that you have less people coming in up there where they could visit with you a little quicker?
That's why we make appointments, because if we didn't make appointments, everybody would come between 10 and 1 every day. We've decided people do not get up. They get up and drink their coffee, and about 10 o'clock, everybody wants to come, and then all through the lunch. So what we do is we schedule appointments, so that greatly reduces your wait time. Hopefully we can get to you really quickly, and typically in 20 to 30 minutes, if we don't have difficulty, we can have you in and out. And there's really pretty good parking. But around the square, on the inner circle, on the east side, you will see signs that says Trustee Parking, official business. If you're coming to see us about these programs, that's official business, and that parking place is for you. So that makes it a little easier to park. But we do have to see you, and we do ask that you make an appointment. That way you're not caught waiting for a long time, Bart. And when you call to make the appointment, we can talk with you about your situation and tell you exactly what paperwork to bring, so hopefully you don't have to come back multiple times.
That's good. I was wondering that. So you will say this is what you need to have with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. And how long does, you said about 20 or 30 minutes once you're there?
Yes, sir. Typically we can get that done. Maybe a little longer the first time, but we can usually get you in pretty quickly and get it taken care of.
We want to reemphasize, as you said, the first time, because you have to qualify each year.
Yes, sir. Just don't think that I've signed up once. Both of these programs, you have to requalify each year. We need to see you each year. So typically what we will do when you come in and sign up, we will go ahead and try to schedule you an appointment for the next year. We'll give you an appointment card, and then we will keep one on file, and we will mail you a reminder about 2 weeks before your appointment that reminds you of when you're supposed to come. We know that a year out, sometimes it's really hard to know. We can certainly work with you if you need to change that in the future, but we try to do that so people don't forget to come in. We have actually until April of next year to sign up for the 2024 taxes, But we really ask for people to go ahead and start calling, because it gets really busy from October to March, because that's our tax season. And we have open appointments now in Murfreesboro and in our Smyrna location, so we can go ahead and sign individuals up and get them in and get that started. And we do have the office in Murfreesboro and in Smyrna. So
now,
whichever one's most convenient.
Where are those two offices?
The Murfreesboro office is located in the old historic courthouse. We're proud to still be in that building with the clock tower on the top in the center of the square on the main floor, Suite 102. And then our Smyrna office is located at 205 I Street off of Weekly Lane, and that's in the county clerk's building where you get your car tags. In Smyrna, we have an office there. In the summer, we're open on Tuesdays and Thursdays. During tax season, we're there Monday through Friday. But don't get in the line for the car tags. The trustee clerk is to the far left. If you come in the door, you go around to the far left, and you can't go through the drive-in at the clerk's building in Smyrna. You have to come in, because our clerk doesn't operate there at the drive-in, and sometimes people get confused about that, Bart.
Now, if you just tuned in and you're wondering what Trustee Teb Beatty is talking about this morning, we're talking about the senior tax freeze and the property tax freeze. And if you just tuned in and missed it, the change in maximum income for the senior tax freeze has been changed this year. What is it again?
It is $60,000, and that would be the applicant and their spouse and all owners of the property. And the reason we do that is if there's more than, if your children are on your deed, we would have to count their income. So it's all owners of the property's income, but it can be in a trust. So if your property's in a trust, you may still qualify for this program, and we would talk with you about that. But it's $60,000, and that's income in 2023. So last year's income is what we're looking at, and that is $60,000. And for the tax relief program, if you're a disabled homeowner or a senior, that income limit is $36,370. And again, total and permanent disabled veterans or their surviving spouses, there's no age requirement and there's no income limit for that program.
Now, do you have any helpers from the military who can help clear this up, or is there anything that needs to be clearing up?
You know, the county has the Veteran Services officer that can help with that and those veterans programs, but our office at the Rutherford County Trustee's Office will be more than happy to answer any questions. You can come see us or certainly give us a call at 615-898-7705, and we'll be glad to talk with you. And if you believe that you qualify, then we'll schedule an appointment for whichever program that you believe you qualify for, and we'll help you, and we'll fill out all the paperwork. I like to say that because sometimes people are nervous about having to fill out a lot of information, and the staff in the trustee's office will do that for you. We'll just need you to bring us the information.
And how quickly is this put into effect? I mean, if you're going up there to qualify for the senior tax free.
That's freeze, Bart. It's not the senior tax
freeze.
The freeze, because we get that quite often that I don't have to pay. I'm not being it's the freeze, because you will pay, but it just keeps your taxes from going up. If you come in this year and it's your first year, 2004, then you would pay the property taxes for 2024. But that would be the amount you pay going forward. So reappraisal in 2 years and your value goes up and it would be a tax increase, you wouldn't pay it. If some point in the future, it probably will happen, there is a tax increase, your taxes won't go up. If your taxes go down, and some people say, oh, the taxes never go down, but very often in reappraisal, individuals' taxes will go down. If you're on the tax freeze and your taxes decrease, this program will allow your tax to go down and will automatically refreeze at that lower amount. But if you come in 2024, the amount you pay in 2024, this October, that bill comes out, that will be what you pay, and it will freeze at that amount going forward. For the tax relief programs, in 2024, you would actually get money back on your 2024 taxes. If you qualify for that program, you would actually get money back this year and every year that you continue to qualify.
And I'm glad you mentioned about the appraisals, because there have been thoughts that they may go down because of the increase in property value that was brought on by inflation. Some people are saying that that's probably going to go down. In fact, they're saying that visibly they've already seen it go down in value. It just hasn't gone down on the tax rolls yet.
And whether that they've gone down, it certainly is not escalating at the point that it did a couple of years ago. Here's a, today, and this could change in the future, Rutherford County reappraises property every 4 years. And when it's going down, everybody wants to know, when you're going to reappraise my property? But when it's going up, nobody says, well, I wish this was the reappraisal year. So it's 4 years either way. But no matter when that comes, the tax rate adjusts. So if property taxes were to decline, the tax rate might actually increase. But typically we see an increase. But in those years, there are properties that will actually pay less tax. And if you're a part of that on the freeze, you would benefit from that and then refreeze at that lower rate. But I believe that 2028 is the next reappraisal for Rutherford County.
Okay. So anything that we have left out, is there anything we've left out that we need to reemphasize or underscore?
I think the biggest thing is call us for an appointment. We'd like to get you on in this summer if you qualify for the senior tax freeze. We've got appointments available for that. And remember that if you have looked into that in the past and did not qualify, that income limit has gone up to $60,000. And another thing that I would ask your listeners to do, you may not qualify. You may not be 65 yet, or you may be over the income limit, and it's wonderful to have income. But maybe your neighbor, maybe somebody at church, maybe a family member could benefit from this. Help us communicate that, because that's really important, because often the folks who need it the most don't have the mobility or the income to get out a lot and to keep up. And so to try to communicate with them is an important thing that we do, and sometimes it's difficult. So churches and communities and family members can help. Just ask, do you know about this program? If you know someone that's disabled or senior, that this may be able to help them, and help us communicate that. And again, we'll work with them on trying to get the application process done. The individual does not have to come to our office. We do have to get the information, but someone else can bring it. We'll work with them. If they do not have the mobility or the ability to get to the office, we'll do everything we can to assist them in qualifying for these programs.
Just be a good neighbor and let Teb know about it, and let your neighbors know about this also. Again, what is the phone number there at the trustee's office?
615-898-7705.
Teb Beatty, our guest this morning. Teb is the county trustee. Teb, thank you for sharing that with us today.
Thank you, Bart.
Stay with us. Much more to come right here on your good neighbor station, WGNS Murfreesboro. Much more to come right here.